Almost exactly 1 year ago, Indigenous man Clinton Pryor decided to walk from Perth to Canberra. He wanted to raise awareness on the way, and he had a few things to discuss with the Prime Minister. The meeting took place this morning and didn't go to plan. The Wire's Cody Chalsis reports.
Walking 6,000 kilometres has been quite a challenge for Clinton Pryor. But as it turned out, his long-awaited meeting with Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull was just as tough a challenge. Clinton raised topics such as land rights, cashless welfare, and the death of Elijah Daugherty, and he says he wasn't happy with how the meeting went.
It felt like demands and issues went on deaf ears, and it didn't feel right, so that's why I decided to just let everyone else to have their say and then walk away from him. And you know, I walked a long way, about 5,600 kilometres to come and see him. And then he just didn't want to come at the front to come and see me in the scene, some of the senior elders. He made us walk all the way at the back to see him his way at the Prime Minister's little garden bit. And so therefore, I think to myself, that meeting did not went really good.
How has the public reception been since you arrived?
Really, really amazing. You know, awesome, and seeing the support from the public, from my people and from non-Indigenous people, it has stunned me, and the love I get for what I have done, it's just been unbelievable, especially coming to the end of the walk to Canberra was the most emotional thing I ever had. I hold my tears in, but I saved my tears up for the last bit when it came into Canberra, but, you know, it's been amazing to see the support and the love from the people.
What inspired you to go on this journey?
I just wanted to stand up and make a difference for my people and to make a change and to educate non-Indigenous people about my culture and about how our people used to live before the modern world we're living in now, and to bring out awareness to the world that this is what's happening in Australia, and we need support from international communities to help us to push for change in this country.
Marison Walker and activist Clinton Pryor. Human rights campaigner Jerry Georgiatos has been an advocate of Mr. Pryor's journey from the beginning.
I was surprised when he started walking across the country. You know, it's a big ask to imagine that someone can walk the continent. But once he started, I knew he'd make it. I knew he'd get across. And that, and he's done it. And the belief that many people had in him once he started this walk. So once he started, yes, we knew he'd make it because we know the resilience of this individual.
Jerry Georgiatos says Clinton has a very potent message.
I think the big message that he's arguing is land rights, and that homeland communities should not be closed down, and that they shouldn't be under threat. The equivalency of services in these communities is degraded, less than what there is for non-Aboriginal communities, and that's an abomination, moral and political, that we have this inequality, that we have grinding poverty against alongside relative affluence, where we have Aboriginal communities remote, degraded by one government after another, without a suite of services, some without schools, where no one in some of these communities has completed a Year 12 education, is an abomination. And he's clearly carried that message across the country.
Now that Clinton has got to the end of his journey and can relax, what's next?
This is a beginning of something new. The walk has not ended. The walk for justice will live throughout history, and it will be there as a symbol of the strength of our people, and it also will be a way to show our people to get back up and continue standing up for our sovereignty rights.
He'll never be forgotten, and along the way, he's made it a longer journey than what it could have been, going to as many communities as possible, to as many of the big cities as possible, bringing people together. And anyone who would do what he has and achieve what he has and deliver the goodwill into communities as he has, across the deserts that he has, of course there would be public support. Of course people would be touched. People are touched by the courageous. People are touched by the honourable. And people are touched by the humble. And that's what they've seen in this journey.
Jerry Georgiatos, concluding that report from The Wire's Cody Chalsis. We'll put a link to Clinton's blog on our website.